Ever get the feeling that using Google search just isn't as satisfying as it used to be? Well, you're not alone.
Right.
Today, we're diving into the story behind that very question.
Okay.
We're digging into this internal struggle at Google,
All right.
a mysterious code yellow, and the individuals who might have changed the face of search as we know it.
Yeah, and what we're going to unpack is how this story goes beyond just Google. It's a peek behind the curtain at the pressures of big tech, the constant drive for growth,
Yeah.
and the potential cost to the user experience.
Exactly. And to guide us, we've got excerpts from an episode of the Better Offline podcast, where the host really dug deep into this topic. He found this code yellow email from 2019 sent by none other than Google's VP of Ads, Jerry Dischler. It seems search revenue was slipping, and naturally, Google was concerned.
Now, this wasn't your average memo with a catchy name. Apparently, Code Yellow comes from a former Google VP of engineering who, during company crises, would wear a bright yellow tank top to meetings.
Okay, maybe a little comical, but definitely a sign that things were serious.
Right.
Dischler pointed to a few culprits, like slower growth in search queries, and even hinted at issues with certain advertisers. But the real heart of the issue, at least according to the Better Offline host, is way more unsettling.
He believes this Code Yellow wasn't about Google relying too much on ads. He claims it was the rumbling of what he calls the rot economy, the pressure for endless growth above all else.
Basically, Google's revenue teams were panicked that their golden goose was laying fewer golden eggs. It makes you wonder, when did simply being profitable become not enough?
That's the danger of prioritizing metrics over value. Instead of asking, is our product good? It becomes, how do we squeeze more out of it?
It's ironic because the Google founders initially separated search and ads for a reason, but now? Well, that line seems to have blurred.
Yeah.
And this is where we encounter a pivotal figure, Ben Gomes. 19 years at Google, instrumental in shaping modern search, and a champion for the user-first principle.
On the other side, we have Prabhakar Raghavan, who Better Offline paints as the antagonist here.
Okay.
They see him as embodying the management consultant mindset focused on numbers and growth, even at the expense of user experience.
A classic clash of values.
Yeah.
So, what was Google's big problem, according to the podcast host?
Okay, let's see.
People weren't asking Google enough questions. Imagine Ford complaining that people weren't driving their trucks enough.
It highlights the absurdity of prioritizing metrics over real value, doesn't it? It's about inflating numbers, not necessarily improving the actual product. And this brings us to Google's March 2019 core update, which occurred just a week before the Code Yellow email.
Now, these core updates are routine for Google, meant to fine-tune their search algorithm and maintain quality, but this particular update is intriguing to say the least.
The podcast host suggests this update was heavily influenced by Raghavan's arrival at Google. It was expected to be a major overhaul, but it appears to have actually rolled back some changes, boosting traffic to sites previously penalized for being spammy. It's like rewarding bad behavior in the name of more clicks.
It seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But if the goal is simply to get more people clicking, regardless of quality, then suddenly it makes a twisted kind of sense. And this was just the beginning. A few months later, Google redesigned their ads to blend more seamlessly with search results, making them almost invisible.
The Better Offline host argues this was all about reaching those all-important metrics, not about improving the user experience.
Right.
It was optimization for profit, not people.
And of course, this wasn't the end of it. Less than a year after this Code Yellow saga, guess who becomes the head of Google Search? Prabhakar Raghavan. Ben Gomes was moved to a less influential position, focusing on education.
A move the Better Offline host sees as almost sacrificing Gomes to appease Wall Street's appetite for growth. And what makes this even more fascinating is the parallel they draw with Raghavan's past at Yahoo.
Hold on, are we about to rewind?
We are, because, according to the podcast, Raghavan's time leading Yahoo's search engine didn't exactly end well.
Okay, I'm intrigued. This has to be good. Tell me more.
Well, buckle up, because the Better Offline host alleges that Raghavan was so successful at managing Yahoo search that they actually ended up having to license Bing's engine.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
They went from one of the biggest names in search to licensing Bing. That's wild. If that's true, it really makes you question why anyone would put him in charge of Google search.
And that's precisely the point the podcast host drives home.
Okay.
They argue that Raghavan's track record suggests a pattern of prioritizing short-term gains and metrics over the long-term health, and user experience of a search engine.
It's a little like putting someone who's really good at inflating balloons in charge of designing hot air balloons. The results might look impressive for a little while.
But eventually they're going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the state of Google search today.
Okay.
The Better Offline host contends that under Raghavan's leadership, Google search has become noticeably less reliable and increasingly filled with what they call SEO spam.
Which, for anyone who doesn't speak fluent internet, SEO stands for search engine optimization, right?
Right.
It's basically a way to game the system, making your website appear higher in search results, even if the content isn't that great.
Exactly. And while SEO in itself isn't inherently bad, when it's prioritized over genuine quality and relevance, it can lead to a less satisfying user experience. You end up with pages of websites trying to trick the algorithm instead of providing useful information.
Right. Which is exactly what everyone seems to be complaining about these days. It's like every other search result is trying to sell you something or steer you to some sketchy corner of the internet.
And this is where the Better Offline host's perspective really comes into play.
Okay.
They draw a direct line between this perceived decline in search quality and Raghavan's focus on metrics and growth. They see it as a cautionary tale about what happens when management, rather than builders, dictate the direction of technology.
It makes you think about who really holds the power in the digital age, doesn't it? And what happens when their priorities don't align with the best interests of the users?
It's a crucial question to consider, especially as we become increasingly reliant on these technologies in our daily lives.
Yeah.
Now, it's important to note that the Better Offline host has a very particular perspective. They're highly critical of corporate culture. What they see is a focus on short-term profits and this idea of a rot economy that prioritizes endless growth above all else.
Right. They're not exactly offering a neutral, objective analysis.
Right.
But even if you don't buy into everything they're saying, their take on this situation does raise some important questions.
Absolutely. Whether Raghavan is solely responsible for the perceived decline in Google search quality is debatable. Search algorithms are incredibly complex, and the internet itself is constantly evolving.
That's true.
So there are a lot of factors at play.
Yeah. But this deep dive into the Code Yellow incident, Ben Gomes and Prabhakar Raghavan, does provide a glimpse into the inner workings of a tech giant and the potential consequences of prioritizing profit over user experience.
And the Better Offline host ends their episode with a call to action. They urge listeners to hold these tech leaders accountable for their decisions and the impact those decisions have on our lives.
Don't just sit back and watch the internet crumble, right?
Right.
It's our digital world, too. What did they say? It's time to name and shame to call out those who prioritize profits over the user experience.
Though I wouldn't go so far as to use the Better Offline host's more colorful language.
Right.
Their sentiment is clear.
Okay, fair enough. But the point still stands.
Absolutely. We shouldn't be passive consumers of technology. It shapes our world, and we have a right, even a responsibility, to demand better from the companies and individuals who wield that power.
Mm.
This Google story is just one example.
It really makes you wonder how many other Code Yellows are happening behind closed doors, right?
It's a sobering thought. And it speaks to the Better Offline host's larger point about the internet becoming a maze filled with spam, misinformation, and those ever-present ads, all designed to distract us from what we're actually seeking.
It's a far cry from those early days of the internet, full of promise and the spirit of open information.
Remember, stumbling upon a unique website and feeling like you discovered a hidden gem. Now, algorithms and corporate interests often seem to dictate what we see and how we experience the online world.
Yeah, it's enough to make anyone nostalgic for simpler times. Though, to be fair, it's not like everything was perfect back then.
True. The internet has always had its share of challenges. But there's a growing sense that something fundamental has shifted, that the balance has tipped too far in favor of profits over people.
So where do we go from here? Do we just accept this as the inevitable fate of the internet?
Absolutely not. The Better Offline host's message is ultimately a hopeful one. They're urging us to question the assumptions we've made about the internet, to challenge the idea that this is the best it can be. We need to demand more from those in power, pushing for transparency, accountability, and a renewed focus on the user experience.
So what can we as individuals actually do, besides maybe sending a strongly worded email or two?
It starts with awareness. Understanding how these systems work, questioning the information we're presented with, and supporting companies and organizations that align with our values. We can choose to spend our time and money in digital spaces that prioritize quality content, ethical practices, and genuine connection. Remember, every click, every search is a vote. Let's make those votes count.
It's a powerful reminder that we're not just passive passengers on this digital journey. We have a voice, and we can use it to shape the future of the internet.
Exactly. We don't have to accept a digital world dominated by algorithms and corporate interests. We can demand better, and together, we can work towards a more user-focused, trustworthy, and fulfilling online experience.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But keep this conversation going. What resonated with you? What are your thoughts on the future of the internet?
And don't forget to check out our show notes for links to the Better Offline podcast episode we discussed. We encourage you to explore this topic further and form your own conclusions.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.